हरे कृष्णा, डेडिकेट योर एक्सटर्नल टू द इटर्नल इंटरनल, नॉट द एफिमेरल इंटरनल. वॉट एवर वी डू इन आवर लाइफ, वी ऑफन डेडिकेटेड टू समथिंग. देन मीन समटाइम्स इवन अ बुक इज रिटन एंड द बुक एट द स्टार्ट इट इज रिटन डेडिकेटेड टू सो एंड सो. दैट मीन्स दैट द बुक मे डील विथ वेरियस सब्जेक्ट्स, but the purpose of that book is to be to satisfy that person, to for the to please that person, so to be dedicated to that person. So dedicated to, that's what is talked about in that means it is intended for that person. So all of us, when we do certain whatever we do in our life, it is dedicated to something or someone. We may not explicitly note it, but our activities are dedicated to something or someone. Usually, that dedication is to something ephemeral. We may have some material attachment to someone. We may be attached to money. People are dedicated to money. That means whatever they are doing, I want money. People may be dedicated to power or to sensual pleasure, whatever it may be. So that means all of us, we are dedicated to something. The externals are done with some internal motivation in mind. But usually that internal is ephemeral. So we are attracted to things which are temporary, and things whose capacity to give us pleasure is also temporary. So it's an ephemeral internal to which we are dedicating our external. And that's why we never get lasting satisfaction, no matter how hard we work and how successful we become in our externals. So the Bhagavad Gita tells us that we should devote ourselves, dedicate our external to the eternal internal. So in 12:10 it says, Abhyasepya samarthosi mat karma paramo bhava madartham api karmani kurvan siddhim avapsisi. It says that Abhyasepya samarthosi, if you are not able to do abhyasa, the previous verse has talked about fixing the mind internally on Krishna. If one is not able to do that, then Krishna says, do your work. We all have to work at some level or the other in this world. And by working mat karma paramo bhava, working for me, paramo means to offer to be meant for, to be dedicated to. So when we dedicate our work to Krishna, madartham api karmani, in this way, by working for me, kurvan siddhim avapsisi, you can attain perfection. So sometimes people are afraid that if I start becoming spiritual, I'll renounce my renounce the world, and I'll have to become a monk or a sadhu. No, that's not necessary. The important thing is that we change the internal object to which we are dedicating our work. So whatever profession we are in, we continue in that profession, but we do it in a mood of service to Krishna. And this of course requires doing sadhana regularly, by which our heart becomes connected with Krishna, by which we become inspired to stay regularly connected with Krishna, and thus we can attain Krishna. So bhakti is not about changing our vocation, but changing the purpose of that vocation, changing it from the ephemeral internal to the eternal internal. Krishna is eternal and he can grant us eternal fulfillment. Thank you. Hare.